everybody, and thanks so much for joining us for AfterBuzz Survivor Episode 4. If you're as confused as to what just happened as we are, make sure you tune in right now.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, I can't even, like, celebrate with how that last one ended.
I know. My, like,
there's
stomach is
no dancing right now for me.
We're very confused.
Unreal.
As to what just happened.
I'm speechless right now, guys.
Thanks so much for joining, everybody. This is AfterBuzz Survivor, Episode 4, Who's a Sucker at the Table? Thanks for joining. I'm Paige Bonanno, your host. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno. And I'll start over with you, Michael. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at MichaelKlausTV, on Instagram at TheOnlyMC.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DominiquePE_ESQ. Clearly this boat has, like, I'm speechless.
Yeah, you gotta tell us where to find you.
I don't know.
You can find me on social media at Mike Rips, MikeRips.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Let us know how we're doing.
We got the live chat up and running.
We got the live chat up and running.
We're lots to discuss.
Comment, let us know what your thoughts are about what just happened on episode 4. I mean, do we have any, before we just dive into this episode, overall thoughts? I mean, I know we're all kind of, what just happened? Why would he do that? What's going on? What's like overall for you guys right now? And let us know in the live chat also.
Is he trying to be a friend? Here's the thing. You look at all these people that you see on the reality shows, and you're like, oh, I wonder if he'd be a good person in real life. Maybe he's just a good person in real life and just a terrible person for the show.
My thought process on this is that he's trying. I'm trying really hard to think that this.
Sorry,
was
we're
a
talking about David, by the way. We didn't even mention this.
Okay, so David. Sorry. We're talking about David's bonehead move, but I'm trying to pray that it maybe was for a strategic purpose, and he knows that now he has solidified his four. So Jessica has to be indebted to him for saving her Survivor lifeline.
Yeah.
So it's now going to be a solid Jessica, David, Cece, and Ken moving forward. And that's
possible.
A good four.
But Ken wasn't even in on this vote, which is what weirds me out.
Well, he wasn't.
He's going to be in the
Ken
the
and David
pack.
Are together already as a pact. I don't think it was
They're
that bad
duo.
A move by David, to be honest.
So why don't you think it was that bad of a move by David?
Well, he still has a 1 in 7 chance of refining the idol.
Okay.
And he now has Jessica in his pocket. He already knows he has the alliance with Ken. And while maybe you wouldn't make that move, I think he was just trying to do something different with his strategy. I don't think it was terrible. Like, I wouldn't have done the move, but I don't think it was a terrible move. I'm not that confused by it.
I'm not confused
by
it. It's just more so like,
I think he's got Jessica in his pocket now. I think that
he's
turned the
tide. Do you think
he does
have Jessica in his pocket?
If Jessica doesn't bow to David, she's a horrible person.
And people
well, she
would
might
not
be a horrible person.
You guys,
she's indebted to. She knows.
Giselle made
Ken
a really good
her.
Point in the group chat. Next week, we see in from the previews, they're possibly switching tribes. So
right.
let's
yeah.
say Jessica's on a totally different tribe. You have Brett and Chris who are pissed at this point.
Yeah. They wanted revenge, as you could see from Chris right away.
And
yeah.
It's not like David is playing this way later in the game when we've already hit the merge. Like, he's playing this right now. Drop your buffs. Go on it.
That's my thing. I don't think it was completely, like, an unnecessary move.
It wasn't.
But I just don't feel like it was the right time to do something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely
I would have waited until after the merge.
I think most of us would have waited, but I'm not that. I don't think it's that crazy.
Well, I don't think he's a great Survivor player. So
it's not a move that I would have pulled, and I don't think the majority would, but I don't think it was terrible. And I think that he could, that Jessica thing could come back to play. He's still in play to get it again, and he's got a strong alliance with Ken, so it's not crazy.
Maybe this is his million-dollar move. Maybe this is what gets him to finale night.
But I don't see him as someone who is controlling. I see him in any alliance as the bottom person.
I don't think...
Simply from the start of how he's played, how he's perceived amongst people. And that's why I question with Jessica. You're saying, oh, yes, Jessica in his back pocket. I still see him at the bottom of any alliance.
So you could still see Jessica going back maybe next week or the week after being like, hey, you know, we got to get David out. And then just making the move against him.
No,
okay,
I don't see her leading
you guys,
the charge.
Let's really think about Jessica as a player from what we've seen so far. She was offended by something that Paul said, so she jumped alliances on there. She didn't believe what Ken was saying when he was just trying to be helpful to her, and she jumped ship really, really fast on that as well. I wouldn't have put too many eggs in a basket with Jessica from what we've seen from her thus far.
Fair enough. I think that David, he's a writer. I think in his mind, he's writing his own script. And this is the script he's writing. I don't think that he's putting all his eggs in the basket of Jessica. He's just saying, I know that Ken and I are strong. I think I have these relationships with maybe some other people. I talked to some people at the meal in that last time of the other tribe. And he's saying, okay, I'm going to save Jessica. While I wouldn't have saved Jessica in that moment, I think he's saying, now I'll have Jessica. And in his mind, that's his game he's playing. So that's where I just don't think it's that wild of a move.
But you're saying you wouldn't put it past him. You wouldn't put it past Jessica to maybe turn on David now.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a possible thing. I could
see a huge slap in the face.
If Jessica did that, that will be a huge moment in this whole entire season. Sure. Because she saw that she was voted off.
Mm-hmm.
She was out.
Yeah.
David 100% saved her tonight.
Yeah.
But did David see her as that necessary of a person that he needed to save her? Do you know what I'm saying?
I have to agree with Mike on this. I don't think it was a matter of necessity. I think he was just saying, I'm going to do something different.
I think this is the way that David could be a leader or try to get a control as opposed to doing it with his voice the way Lucy did.
But do you think that he would have done that for a different player?
Maybe. I don't think it was specifically just Jessica, but I think that whatever the circumstances are with Jessica that led him to do it, and he's trying to write his own script. I mean, he's a writer, so he's got a different kind of mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not in his mind, but even during the immunity challenge tonight, you saw that he tried to get everyone off so he could think in his brain about what the what it was going to say. Mm-hmm. He didn't figure it out, but you could see that it works a little differently. And so whatever it is he did.
He's a different player.
He's playing a game. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the thing I liked about it is that he's playing, it's a different game. We haven't seen it. It's unique. And he's doing his own thing. I can respect that.
And the thing about him, too, is like he's probably been thinking about this for a long time. You know, he's not that physical of a player. No. So he is very more strategic as a person. So, I mean, he probably had like a good reasoning behind it, I guess, if you think about it from his point of view.
I think if you look back to past seasons of Survivor, he reminds me of trying to be Cochran.
Mm.
Not as good of Cochran. We'll see as the season goes along, but I think he's playing in that mold of a game.
Okay.
Using his brain a lot.
I hadn't made that connection, but I can see that now. I'm starting to see that develop.
We'll have to see as it goes along. It was early. I wouldn't have done it. I admit it. I'm with you on that. Yeah. But I don't think it's that disastrous of a move.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
I just think that it could be one of those things that keeps you up late at night, you know, come day 37.
Well, also, the one thing you'd think about, probably, if he was to make it to day 36... Maybe he's, and Jessica makes it pretty far, she could be willing him...
The legacy.
That's a good point.
We're still far away.
Jessica does have the legacy.
She's got to, at least at this point, think it's going to go to... I mean,
At this point,
she has to give it to David if she gets voted out.
She would have to.
If not, like, I think there would be a lot of hate mail coming her way.
Just be, how horrible a person would you be to not... Pay back a little bit.
Yeah.
When you're going for $1 million, what would you rather have, $1 million or a friendship with David?
No. I'm not saying that down the road.
Just throwing it out there.
Down the road, at the end of the day, down the road, obviously, if it's Jessica or David, Jessica's not going to get rid of David. But at the end of the day, obviously, she's not going to take herself out over David, but I think she has to respect what David just did for her. I mean, it'd be stupid if you don't. I
mean, right.
I don't understand if you don't.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing we thought was interesting with that vote was like that although Ken went... you know, behind Lucy's back and told Jessica, Ken was still never on the chopping block. Like, he was never even considered. It was always between Lucy and Jessica, even though he did that. And it was, I mean, we were kind of saying that we think it's just he's too valuable. He's too big of a physical threat. And they would not win challenges as much as they do without Ken.
They've only won as much as they do, which is one time.
Well, they wouldn't get as close as they do.
Absolutely.
I think he's a triple threat. He does everything well, not just the physical part. Look, he told Jessica straight up.
Yeah.
This is what you got to do, and it proved exactly true.
Mm-hmm. And now she better trust Ken, because she was, like, questioning him. I don't know. Something about her rubs me the wrong way.
Well, something about her I just don't like.
It also shows that she's probably not that in tune with what's going on. Her instincts.
At all. She
was mind blown to see her name being shown. Mm-hmm. She didn't trust.
The whole time.
Her eyes were like.
But Ken voted for Jessica.
He did?
Yeah.
Because Lucy told him to the whole time. And then Jessica wasn't listening to him. So he's like, well, I guess I got to vote for Jess.
So I wonder if that will fray the Jessica-Ken relationship.
What? They never had a good relationship anyways. You know, and then I'm sure he went and talked to Chris and Brett and was like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, I'm not going to be out of the majority. But I don't know. I mean, I just feel like it's just kind of weird in general.
I don't know. I would much rather still have that immunity idol in my back pocket to be able to play.
Definitely.
I mean, that Obviously, that's the best situation.
Right. I just feel like
I appreciate the points that you brought up.
I never said that I didn't want to have it in my pocket.
No,
either.
Absolutely.
I'm simply saying that I can see view that maybe David or someone else, not just the only view I would take. I could see another point of view. I agree. I'd rather have the immunity idol, but I just don't think it was crazy. Right.
I do think it's interesting that, looking from for the previews for next week, that the idol will be back in play next week before they merge. Mm-hmm. So
but question,
maybe a saving grace.
Yeah, about the Ken and Jess situation, though. Like, at Tribal, you know, she kind of turned around and just confronted him right there. Like, so am I supposed to trust everything you said about everybody else today? And he said, yes. Like,
not,
just straight up, yes.
Not flinching whatsoever.
No, he just looked at her straight in the eye. Like, I just feel like there's something very trusting about Ken. But I'm wondering, like, I mean, we might not have seen enough of that conversation, but she's like, am I supposed to trust everything you've said about everybody else? Like, what was that referring to? I don't think we must have seen that
just
conversation.
I think it's just general talk.
And he said, yes, everything I'm telling you is legit.
I wouldn't read too much into it. Yeah. So far, Ken has shown that he was a straight shooter, and Ken, he said he was going to go get the fish. He got the fish. Came back with the... So, yeah, Ken's a straight shooter so far.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so going to the millennials then a little bit. We've been talking about Gen X for a while. We see right away kind of Adam going straight for the idol. So he's kind of like making the David moves over there. So he finds it, but then we see that he has to keep looking for the next idol.
Yeah,
when David didn't have to do that
clue.
On his side, he just got the idol right there, right?
Sure. Adam found the clue.
I mean, each idol clue or where you find the idol is always different from tribe to tribe. So
Yeah. And but then Hannah comes up, you know, how's your search going? You know, good luck, buddy.
How legit was she? I feel like it was almost playing.
I thought she was joking.
Yeah, it almost seemed like she was.
I think there was a little sense of sarcasm in her voice, but I think she knew that he was searching. Like, clearly he was away. It seemed like he was searching because even when they were all looking for food, he was by himself. Like, they were going to climb the hillside to find the goat or the donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was by himself looking. So it was clear he made it. He was going to search for it.
Yeah.
And I think that was just Hannah. We've seen she's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think it was an awkward sense of she's
good
being
luck, buddy.
Honest, but also sarcastic, like, same time.
Yeah.
She probably went back to, like, tribe and told everybody about it, though. So
I would imagine.
Yeah. Because that's how she seems like she is. But anyways, going back and... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I wanted to touch race right at the very beginning of the episode because it reminded me of last week where you see Chris and Brett very pissed off. And it reminded me so much of the beginning of last week where you had Adam and Zeke pissed off.
Sure.
And I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts are and everyone out there, how do you react when you've kind of been blindsided? Is it best to wear your emotions on your sleeve kind of like they're doing? Or is it best to be like, you know, this is just what happened?
I feel like it can go either way. Like, I've seen it go either way. Sometimes they come back and they're just fine, and sometimes they're really pissed, like Scott and Jason from two seasons ago. And that was, or last season, that was a little intense. Like, they would always come back, and they were always super pissed off, but it didn't fare well for them. So, I don't know. I feel like maybe it is best to kind of control your emotions a little bit. But you can still tell people how you feel.
I think they're just showing honest emotion there because they thought they were in the majority. Their leader just got taken out. They're surprised. And maybe they're trying to hold it back. They just can't.
Yeah.
I think also, to further that point, it was surprising at the start when we first see millennials, their reaction at the reward when they recognized that Paul was the one that was voted off.
Right.
The whole millennial tribe was very surprised by that.
Well, we saw at the beginning, too, everybody was kind of saying, hey, did we make the right decision? Like, they weren't even sure. So, I mean, that's interesting to see, too.
Yeah, I wasn't saying there was a right or wrong way. I found it interesting because it was so comparative to last week. And it was like, man.
What would you do?
I think I would probably be a little more quiet about it. I don't know if they were so... I mean, they say that they were completely blindsided. Now, whether that means they were blindsided because they didn't see it as a possibility or if they didn't think it would work. I mean, I feel like you had to have considered it a possibility with the way that he was acting, with the way that he kind of behaved.
I think that I agree from our point of view, but I don't think that their point of view was that. That's, I agree.
Yeah.
I think that they were just so emboldened. They thought Paul was like golden. And so I think they were just legitimately just cruising along.
Yeah. Let's talk about the reward challenge for a second. First of all, really weird challenge. Everybody, like, grabbing onto each other, pushing each other around, trying to get the rings. First of all, they're playing for steak, sausages, veggies, spices.
Best
like
thing
the
yet.
I was hungry.
The sausages looked good.
The steak. Oh, those were thick.
Yeah, I'm going home to cook.
I was thinking about the spices.
Yeah. Well, we saw Biggie said that, though. She's like, ooh, spices. Like, that's what you're thinking about?
I have to give a round of applause to Michaela today.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way she went out there and beasted, I was just like, mm-hmm. go for it, girl. Like,
yeah. So did her top leave it all on the snapped table. Off, or did she just take it
she
off?
She was holding her by her strap, and she, took it strap, off and she was like, screw it.
Right. I think that she removed it. She did, I didn't think that anything happened for it to come off. Like, right.
No, she physically removed it. It's like she removed it.
But I appreciated that they kind of tried to make it more PG.
Well, and in the end, she said it
dropped off. She removed it for, like, comfortable sakes. She was awesome today in that challenge. She wanted to eat. She was super strong. Mm-hmm. And I loved her competitiveness.
Yeah, she did say that. Like, when she came back, she's like, hey, if my top's going to fall off, then it's fine. And we're like, you untied it. But, yeah, but it's good for her. Like, that was the only way that she could get out of there. That's the only way that she could win. And she's like, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
I even thought that at the end, at the last one, number 5, I didn't know if the Zeke was grabbing Chris by the waistband or something like that. For guys, I mean, that's an easy way to just grab and be able to maneuver that middle part of the body,
mm-hmm.
which is where the center of gravity is. It's not a terrible move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris was the difference, though.
Oh, man.
Chris was the difference. He's just so strong.
Oh, yeah. He was holding two guys back at once. Both the guys. They couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So I thought that he was like, very vital to the challenge today. Yeah, and, I mean, some other people that we saw that, like, aren't, you know, like, David wasn't really doing much, but, like, Cece seemed like she was participating, like, she was trying to get in there. Like, I thought everybody did a decent job.
It also seems to me that Cece may be a little, like, socially, like, awkward as well. Like, she just doesn't seem like she's trying to really, like, connect.
Maybe she's just trying to stay under the radar, though. Like,
well, she is. Like, think about it, you guys. From the first tribal, like, Cece's name was out there left and right. And mm-hmm. now no one's even really looking at Cece as a target.
Well, last week my prediction was that Cece was going to get knocked off tonight. So, but she did. She still got one vote tonight.
She did still get one vote.
She was one vote away from being eliminated.
Right, if that name is different, she's eliminated.
Because Jessica voted for her. And it was funny because, like, when we were seeing this whole thing, like, Jessica confronting Lucy, like, hey, Ken says that you're voting for me. She was like, no, we're voting Cece. And she goes, oh, that's what I always thought the vote was. So Jessica still voted for Cece. And, like, Cece was the one being thrown out for, like, actually, people actually wanted to vote for her in the past couple weeks. And today it was like, we're just going to throw her name out. And nobody even thought about it twice. Like, they didn't even want to vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Which it shows you kind of how quick in a couple of days in the tribe, everything changes.
Right.
Cece was on the chopping block.
I said that last week about Zeke, how his name kind of came up from Figgy and how she was gunning for him. And then, like, mm-hmm. she hasn't said a peep.
So that's why sometimes I always say, like, try to stay out of the main lane.
Yeah.
When you put yourself out there, especially early, you're just gambling.
Sure.
Which is what we saw at the end here.
What would you guys have done for a strategy, like, in the reward challenge? I know we were kind of talking about, like, maybe we would have put the thing around our waist. I thought that was a good idea at first, and then I was like, no, you know, you kind of get, like, taken around. Like, you couldn't get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have gone straight for it? Would you have stayed back like the girls did?
Initially, I thought that it would be best when the number, round two happened, and I believe it was Gen X let the millennials go for it and then stayed back.
Right.
However, looking at it in later rounds, I think it pays to get it and go to your side right away.
I would have
because
just,
it's such a shorter distance to your pole than it is with that triangle. You're forming a triangle with the poles and yourself. You want to be able to get the shortest distance mm-hmm. possible.
My strategy would have just tried to have been Chris's teammate.
Right. Yeah. for sure. That's it. Before we get into immunity, I wanted to talk about, like, the whole Lucy dynamic, talking to Ken and David. I wanted to just see, because we obviously saw that when Lucy talked to them, like, Ken took it in a very, like, kind of rude, like, he was a little taken aback by the stuff that she was saying, the way that she was saying it, you know, saying, hey, this is what we're doing, I don't want to see you talking to anybody else, like, no one's going to trust you if you do this, like, don't make me mad, like, I'm going to get angry, blah, 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 like, Ken was saying, she's basically giving me all these rules and regulations, but then on Lucy's side, she's saying, hey, this is just how I talk. Like, I don't mean it like that. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that you would have taken it the same way that Ken took it? Or would you have just been like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm good with it.
I would have taken it the way Ken took it.
But see, I would have taken it the way that Ken took it, but I wouldn't have made it as a big deal as Ken did. Like, it would have been a mental note, like, okay, I don't want to work with this individual. When I get the opportunity, I'm definitely going to try and get her out. But right there in that moment, I don't know if I would have shared that piece
with Jessica.
With Jessica. because the way she's so like quick to react, I just didn't think
Jessica is very quick to react. Very like she didn't even take
a minute. Feel like in Survivor, you really have to kind of take a beat for a second and really strategize. Like it's a very strategic game.
It seems like Jessica's and more emotional.
Yeah, she's way too emotional, and I feel like if she doesn't check that, she's out.
She was supposed to be out.
But she's going to be out again next week.
I know. But I feel like I would have taken it the way that Ken took it, too. Like, first of all, he's like, I'm a grown-ass man. Like,
I just think there's a way you talk to people.
Exactly.
No matter if you're on an island playing a game in here, no matter what, there's a way you communicate. And I can understand the way Lucy communicates in her own household, the way she talks. And she can be blunt. There's also a way to be blunt but not come off as a dictator or rude. I thought it sounded like she was being a dictator before they even said it in the show. That was my first thought. And Ken seems like a mild man or straight shooter type of guy. Just didn't appreciate the way she said it. Because I think she could have gotten her point across and stayed in the game.
Exactly.
She got her point across, but the way she did it was saying, like, I'm going to tell you how to do this. Don't talk to anyone, this and that. As opposed to saying, like, look, here's what we're thinking of doing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Like, give someone else the input.
I wonder if that's also, she's 42, Ken's 33. I wonder if that 9-year age difference still, she thinks of Ken not as an equal as far as an elder.
Well, it seems like a lot of times, like, a lot of people on the top think that they can talk to people on the bottom this way, and then the people on the bottom always come back and bite them in the ass. Like, then they end up forming majority and getting the numbers to vote that person off. So it's like, you gotta kind of watch how you talk to people.
Frankly, I thought for adults it was pretty childish.
I agree.
Of the way that she was talking to David.
Yeah.
Or to Ken, sorry.
For sure. All right.
But I do want to point out that I really love that Jeff kind of called her out on it, like, that she was, like, almost doing it to him.
He goes, don't you notice you're doing it again?
Right. And she still, it was almost as if she still didn't see it.
And Ken goes...
Which I gotta say, I was interested by that because I almost think that when Jeff does that, it's almost like he's taking sides.
Okay.
In a weird way.
You remember when I said that episode 2, how he kind of like threw Cece under the bus?
Because is it Jeff's job to put out there for not just the viewers, but the people at Tribal, like, look at what she's doing right now? Or should he be, as in his role, just saying,
I like how vocal he is.
That's fine. I appreciate it. I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's interesting to me because I started to think, like, just because Jeff is noticing it, should he make it this aware to everyone on the panel?
Like, that was my question.
Whether or not Lucy's doing it or not, is it Jeff's role to say, hey, you're kind of doing it right now? Because that might be sort of influencing
the votes.
What's going on. Exactly. Which was just an interesting thing. He was just picking up on it and mentioning it to further the conversation, but it was an interesting thought that I had.
Well, it's kind of funny, too. Like, in the, who was the first girl that was voted off? And he's saying, oh, she's not doing anything, you know? And then she gets voted off that night because he's, like, making it very vocal that, like, this person's not participating. You know, it's kind of like little things, like you said about in the immunity challenge, how he always says what the puzzle is if you just listen.
I guess my one thing is just wondering, do you think that when Jeff does these type of things, do you think it affects any of the outcomes of anybody's final votes or thoughts? Do you think that
I think when I think when he does it during challenges, I think it does plant a seed, honestly.
Because you're already emotional.
Because
if I'm
way over here and I'm trying to have a bird's eye view, I might not have even picked up on this one.
Some of this stuff.
Right, I might not have seen it. And then now that you called it out, I'm like, holy shit.
And it's
like,
Jeff Bro.
But
on that same note, if other people can't see it, we don't know if the cameras are able to see it, and he's providing a commentary for us.
Yeah.
So in terms of some of the challenges, you know, we're not always able to see, and maybe they can show some other clip while allowing him to say that and then pan over.
I mean, that's Jeff's job. He's there providing to provide commentary.
Right. All I'm saying is that undoubtedly that type of commentary is going to cause seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the
beast. I guess I was also wondering what everyone out there thinks at home that listens to the show and watches. Do you think that Jeff, because he is Jeff Probst, and there's got to be some players that start to say, man, if Jeff thinks this, maybe this is right, how can that affect? So it's just interesting.
He's been doing this for 33 seasons. As long as he does it evenly.
I think he does. I don't think he's intentionally trying to do that, but I just think good-natured and the way he is, he picks up on certain things that he has. Like, I wonder if, like, out of 100%, what percentage he affects the overall game. You know, it's like 2%, 5%.
James says,
I wonder what he thinks.
James says, Jeff does really affect and plant a seed to someone. I think we should realize what you're saying. He also says he's, like, also messing them.
Like, I think they're messing with their them, like their yeah. psyche. Like, so I think if Jeff just... called me out on being slow, it would, like, yeah. I'd go into, like, a panic attack. Like, oh, my God.
Because
like,
also, then you start thinking, Jeff, man, if right. Jeff is making everyone aware of this, how am I now... It's not just Jeff saying it. On, like, that person might feel like, wow.
The
like,
cameras yeah. are on me. Everyone's going like, to see that. Like,
it might mess with their confidence a little
unless
bit.
Unless it could be a motivation. Depends how you, what type of person you are. How do you react to criticism sure. like that? Is that something... Obviously, if he's saying it, it's happening. Mm-hmm. And you realize it, and guarantee at least a couple people are realizing it.
Absolutely.
Him saying that, maybe light a fire under yeah. your butt and just make you do better.
And again, we've seen so he that. Has an we've effect seen on that the game. Sometimes. Yeah. But he does have an effect on the game.
No, so, these are all great points.
Something I want to talk about, because it was being brought up in the live chat before we really get to the main immunity challenge, mm-hmm. is has Zeke's stock dropped? His stock. The first episode or two, we were like, wow, he seems to be... You know, he's a big guy. He can maybe play physical. He seemed to be, like, a problem solver.
Are you talking
solver.
About, like, his buffness? Like, his stock?
No,
what are you
talking
about? Like, no, like, how we were all like, oh, my God, Zeke is awesome. Yeah. Like, we want to see him go far.
Has it completely changed? People are talking about that in the live chat, and I was going to be able to have that discussion of has his stock changed? Is he not really fighting from behind?
I don't remember that conversation. Maybe it was week one when I wasn't here.
You weren't here?
I wouldn't mm-hmm. say his stock has dropped because, as I've mentioned in the first few weeks, I think that when you're kind of out of the picture,
it's a good
your
thing.
Stock is actually pretty good. Yeah. Because look at Lucy. Last week, we were kind of praising her for just moseying yep. on through.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, she gambled and she lost. But Zeke seems like he's kind of out of the main
and not picture. Right now. He did solve the puzzle. Go.
He did solve tonight's puzzle, but I want to go a step further and say that I think what Zeke is doing right now is kind of strategic. Like like I said before, the last time the millennials were in tribal, Figgy and Taylor and Jay all kind of had him on their next radar. Mm-hmm. He's now kind of playing the background, yeah. and they're not even thinking
they've, like,
about,
forgotten
him.
About him.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I do think this is really smart on his part to kind of play the subtle, like, he funny guy
yeah.
right now.
And he's still
which
a physical
I think he's
threat.
Doing. He's still a physical
we
threat.
Saw it in the
however,
challenge.
I do think he could have thrown his weight around a little bit more
in the water,
just a little bit, because yeah. he's a stocky guy. He could have done more. Mm-hmm. But I do think what he's doing is really smart on his point.
No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, he is, like, still a physical threat, and he's very smart. Like, he was the one that made the fire. He's the one that figured out this puzzle. Like, so maybe it's just better for him to stay kind of a little...
Also, Wheel of Fortune needs to have him on.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I was like, how did we figure that out? You guys were like, wait, 45 minutes.
45 minutes had already passed, so let's yeah. not think that, you know, yeah. he could do too
like
great on Wheel of Fortune. That's like
he still did it, and it seemed like nobody else had a clue.
It's
so
true.
I'm going to give him credit right there. Also, but going to the immunity challenge, what about the thought about Adam volunteering to sit out? What did you think about that? I guess my question really is, do you guys... So Adam has the immunity idol.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think his entire team knows he has it? Because I almost think that everybody knows he has it.
Well, I'm sure
I know
he
we haven't seen this.
I don't feel like they showed us enough of their, like, actual, like, tribal grounds.
They haven't shown us
week,
a lot.
So
I
don't
agree.
Know what the type of conversation was. So
the episode definitely focused more on the Gen Xers and the millennials.
Agreed.
Well, yeah, we
it just seems
to.
Like he's so... He was clearly out there. They mm-hmm. must have known that he was searching for it. And the way he just volunteered to sit out seems like
well,
someone
I feel
should
like
know.
I mean, like, I'm sure they talk about it back at camp. Like, it's not like they're all of a sudden just at the immunity challenge and he's like, I'll sit out. Like,
yeah,
they
know that ahead of time that they have to sit one person out. And
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's like rock, paper, scissors. Like,
yeah.
nobody really wants to sit out, but... Mm-hmm.
Because it could play...
Well,
it could be bad for you.
I think that would
I mean,
be...
I wouldn't mind sitting out because, I mean, you can't be pissed at me if we lose.
I think it would
I
be interesting
there.
For CBS to show us how they decide that.
Mm-hmm. Do you
give
know...
Us a little
can
glimpse
I just
into
I just
that.
Want to give you guys a little glimpse. Do you know that there's an actual, like, big-ass binder for the survivor roles? The rules of the game alone
oh, yeah,
are
I'm
just
sure.
like encyclopedic.
There's so many.
Big.
Oh my wow. god! I guess after all this time, like I mean, you just keep building them, building them. I'm sure too.
I'm tweeting right now at Survivor.
Yeah, that would be good. Even answer. If it's like online, that would be an extra thing because that would be interesting to yeah. see how they just chose. Did he choose on his own?
What are you tweeting?
I'm gonna try and get our hands on the copy
out.
Of the Survivor rules.
Survivor rules.
Like speaking
like,
of
is it rock paper scissors like a vote?
And, like, yeah. like drafts them. They're serious.
I think I would imagine that it's a vote. But,
or you could well, I'm sure if he volunteers himself and just like all sit out, he's cool.
To, I mean, not everybody, like depending on how many people you get, but I mean, people all have to switch off. Like,
but if
no, they don't have to switch off because who
well,
was
I know
it?
You can sit out
someone
more than
was
once.
Sick. I remember yeah. last season somebody was sick, and so they set out like multiple
right,
challenges.
But like normally you would probably switch.
Also, though, it's I took it as Adam volunteered, and he just chose, like, he didn't want to be a part of the immunity or the challenge. Mm-hmm. That's the way I took it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if he volunteered himself, like, hey, guys, it's cool. Like, you guys do this without me.
Like, you already had the immunity item.
Right. So maybe he's like, I'm confident. I have this plus. I just don't think I'm going to help the tribe that much in this.
Well, so for the immunity challenge, I mean, they had to, you know, go hopping over these, like, little bar things, and then they had to be brought up, kind of like, they had, like, this little roller coaster thing on. They brought up by the rest of the team, had to pick the numbers, and it had to go in order. So you had to go one, go over to two, you know, in order like mm-hmm. that. And we saw that for Millennials, Figgy, Michelle, and Michaela went, and for Gen X, Chris, Ken, and David went.
David, yeah.
And we thought it was a little interesting that, like, Millennials picked all girls, and Gen X picked all guys. And they picked the bigger guys that were a little
Chris
heavier
was
to go up there.
Big dude. Mm-hmm.
And the girls picked all little girls. So I'm wondering, like, was that, you know, their strategy? But why did the Millennials then, or why did the Gen X pick Chris then?
Shows you the differences between decades.
Exactly. Right. I don't know.
Although, if you look at the way it worked out, the Gen Xers freaking rushed through the first part of that.
Mm-hmm. They just couldn't figure out the.
And ended up turning to be, we were like, oh, it's a probably an equally physical and mental challenge. And then it was like 90% mental.
I thought Gen X was going to win.
They were hands down ahead mm-hmm. of the field.
But we saw like Chris and Figgy went together, and like Chris was way above Figgy.
Chris was strong all throughout the episodes.
Yeah. Both challenges today were pretty interesting, though. Like, I haven't seen any like that in like a while, so it was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, like, then going back, you know, at camp or seeing, like, the scramble happen and whatnot, we've already, like, talked about this a little bit, but, like, just to make things clear, like, so Gen X has the plan to blindside Jess, but they're counting on Lucy to make it happen. So, like, then Lucy goes, has the talk, and then the whole thing happened. Jess suspected Lucy. But when Jess went up, this is my question. When Jess went up to Lucy and said, hey, here's the thing, they're all throwing my name around, and Lucy's just like, no, you know, no big deal. Did Jess still not suspect Lucy at that point?
I think so. I think Jess
was
just...
And she lied blatantly to her face.
I think Jess, she just doesn't have great instincts, is what we saw.
I think she trusts Lucy over Ken.
She made... Mm-hmm.
She has had an alliance for the last couple of weeks. So. Yeah.
Well, not weeks. It's only day 12.
Sorry, weeks as in like for us.
It's like weeks in the show.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hmm. 12 days.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. I mean, and then it's just kind of awkward for Ken, but still no one's throwing his name around, so he's pretty safe.
He's too valuable, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, we've already like kind of gotten into this whole thing, so like anything else you guys want to say about like immunity before we get into who voted for who?
I have another topic, but
I just want to say that I agree with Gisella in the live chat. She said that Chris gives her a douchey vibe, but he's such a beast at challenges.
Chris.
And I would have to agree, he does come off just a tad bit douchey, but he's so good.
I wish Chris was my uncle.
I don't think he really seems douchey to me. He doesn't really seem douchey to me.
I'm just saying I agree.
I haven't seen that. So far, I've seen him be pretty strong.
Yeah.
He was strong tonight.
He's pretty funny.
We just said that. He's super strong in challenges, but he comes off a little douchey.
I haven't got the
vibe.
Douchey
vibe.
I don't know about douchey.
I agree.
Like, I think he's funny.
All
like,
I'm saying is I agree.
All right.
Something that I think is interesting, and I don't know if we could do this after the immunity thing or now, but talking about, do you guys see any tribe comparisons, like people in each group, because I'm looking at it and I see like Michaela versus Ken, I see them as very interesting dynamic. I see Adam versus David, I see very interesting dynamic
parallels.
Yeah, very interesting parallels. And do you guys see that? Is there anyone else that you see maybe between the two tribes?
Hmm.
I hadn't really thought about it, but I can definitely see a little bit between Adam and David. They have some similarities for sure with their not so much athletic, but more using their brains.
Mm-hmm.
They both want to get the idol.
Mm-hmm.
They're both thinking about strategy first.
Yeah.
And then I could see a little bit of the Michaela Ken thing. I think there's a little difference there, but I could see
like
this strong competitiveness.
Both, yeah, they're both playing their
and
own
they
game,
They both don't
too.
Take shit either.
They,
yeah.
yeah
not
they're
take,
not
they
ruled
both,
by
They
anyone.
Have both spoken up at different points when they didn't feel like they were being treated right.
Right.
Or
uh-oh.
The situation needed it.
Gisella says, thanks for the shout out, but I didn't say that. I think Chris is a lawyer and I would not want him to take him to the end.
Ooh.
So you are alone in thinking that Chris
No,
is
it said it right there. It, my thing just went up too fast, so it skipped and it said her name.
Oh, what? So
also,
any other comparisons? Sorry.
Those are the only two I could think of right now. Also, the rest of them, it's like Figgy, Taylor. I don't see anything on the flip side that matches them.
Me neither. Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm trying to figure out Brett. He is someone that is like,
I think Brett's
he's obviously
a great
playing
guy.
A quiet game.
Mm-hmm.
Smart game.
Which has been good for
yeah.
him. Yeah.
You don't ever hear anyone say Brett's a bad guy or anything.
Nope.
Mm-mm. So for as far as the votes go at Tribal, I know like we've already like discussed pretty much everything that happened at Tribal. But so we see that Jess obviously got pretty much all the votes. She had Sunday, Chris, Lucy, Brett, and Ken. So like everybody pretty much voted for her. Lucy had Cece and David vote for her, and Cece had Jessica was the only one vote for her. I mean, any like surprises as far as that goes?
Which is interesting that Jessica still didn't vote for Lucy.
I think it just shows you her mindset. She's not reading the situation clearly.
She still didn't know what was going on after all that time.
So I have a question for you guys. Am I the only one who thinks that you have to be able to pick up on social cues in the game of Survivor?
Are you the only one that thinks that?
Yes.
I think that everybody thinks that, don't they?
Yeah.
I would agree. I think you have need to be able to pick up on
social cues. Do you think you can win Survivor without that skill?
I don't think you can win Survivor without the social
skills. Are you asking for you personally for future season when you're gonna apply?
I am. No, of course not. I really just don't see Jessica's strategy, and I'm trying to figure her out as a player.
She might not have one. Truthfully, she might not have a strategy, especially yet.
Easily.
She's just kind of going through. I mean, realistically, right now, I'm not sure Cece has a strategy. By no means is that a bad thing. I just think it's funny to play this game without one. Last week we saw when she was on the chopping block, she didn't really do anything to try to save herself. And she even said at Tribal that she was like, I have a 10% chance right now.
Well, we
like,
see that she was right.
Thinks Cece's just here for a vacation.
I think that not everyone has a strategy. And I think that's why when you do have a strategy, sometimes that makes you a more advanced player.
Well, we see that she is loyal, though, because David, they were passing in, like, a cornfield or whatever, and David goes, hey, we're voting for Lucy. I can't talk to you right now. No questions, but it's Lucy, it's Lucy, it's Lucy. So that's all they talked about. And Cece voted for Lucy. So, I mean, and then Cece voted for Lucy. Did someone say something?
I do like Cece's loyalty. I like
that's her strategy.
David's loyalty. I like a loyal player in the game of Survivor. I also like a smart, loyal player at the same time.
Well, I think there's the loyal player thing goes so far because loyal of players at certain points in the game are going to have to be disloyal.
Mm-hmm.
So loyalty is important. I agree in general, but at some point you're going to have to break that loyalty and you're not going to be loyal.
Like Ty last season.
At some point, no matter what in the game,
Ty's
a perfect example. The most loyal player through the first few weeks and then had to at some point be disloyal.
Yeah.
And so even the most loyal of person, if you're going to win, has got to use some strategy and not be loyal at a certain point.
Yeah. I think that...
But social cues, I think, of course, you can
have
social
cues. You have to be
able
to read people.
I mean, unless you just get lucky the entire
time. Right. And I think Jessica literally, like, has no... Like, she's not picking up on any type of social cues right now, and I feel like tonight, like, really opened her eyes. Like, literally and figuratively, because her eyes were wide open at Tribal. But, like, Yeah, but I think that she really will... tonight will open her eyes, because she's seeing a lot of stuff that she didn't understand.
I think it'll be interesting next episode to see... If her demeanor changes or what changes with her to see if she's actually taking what just happened into account.
She didn't even, like, give David a hug or anything after Tribal. She said, thank you, and then walked away. And I was like, come on. Like, he just saved your life. Like,
he basically saved your life.
Alliance. David. That's why I don't see it.
Yeah. But it just, maybe that's just not her personality. She doesn't seem like she's really that type of person to be like, oh my God, thank you so much, you know?
Could just be the foundation of something to come.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think so.
The thing that was amazing to me is we talked about Lucy in the past and how she was kind of quiet, and this is what happens in Survivor. She gambled and she lost.
I mean, she said that as like her parting gift. She was just like, you know, I tried to make a move. I tried to assert myself, and I would have gotten it had it not been for David. But maybe, you know, I came out too strong too fast.
Do you think that if she just stays quiet, like she's not getting knocked off tonight if she doesn't go
Lucy? Yeah.
If she just stays silent, if she stays quiet. She keeps doing her thing. I think, realistically, she just couldn't contain herself.
If she just went to say it in a nice way.
Well, because she also talked about how she, in her household, she's like the main person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she must have been, you know, she goes to Survivor. It's now 10 days and she's been playing this reserve. She's like, I need to get that back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her whole life she's had this role and she doesn't have it right away.
She's a tiger mom.
Her tiger just came out.
Hashtag tiger mom.
And she just gambled and lost.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
But I do think she could have gone a little bit farther in this game had she have closed her mouth this week.
I think for sure she was going to keep going.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Like, she gambled and she lost. Yeah. That's what happened.
And I think you mentioned this point earlier, Mike. It's all about, like, how you speak to people. I think it really is. You know, if she would have come to Ken with a little bit more, just like, she could have used the same, like, undertone.
Exactly.
to get her point across and not talk to him like she was her
child.
Chosen
different words.
Exactly. It's talking down to, it's almost talking down to a stranger. And Ken is such a straight shooter and so honest that he just didn't even appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was the thing. Lucy could have gotten her point across and just done it in the right way.
He didn't care that it was Jessica. I mean, like, he cared, but he didn't really care.
I'm sure all Lucy had to do was change one of those words to, like, Kent, what do you think? Give him a little input.
But David didn't
make
seem
him feel like we're in this together.
Exactly. Not like I'm in charge of you, because that doesn't put anybody in a happy...
We would be great survivor players.
David didn't seem taken aback by it as Ken did, though. I think that's just difference in personality.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So do you think now, though, that once they get back to tribal, or once they get back to camp, obviously, well, I'm hoping that Jess is going to go up to David and be like, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. Now she's probably got that same thing that she needs to go to Ken and be like, hey, listen, you were right. Like, you told me the truth. You were right. Like, I'm so sorry that I didn't believe you. Like, I want to see that from her going to Ken and saying an apology.
I do, too. I need to see it for me to be able to somewhat ever get on the Jessica bandwagon.
That would almost be like justification for her getting a social clue.
Yes,
like, it would.
Ken just saved you. Now go thank him and appreciate that he told you the exact truth to your face and you didn't believe him, and look at what just happened. Yeah. So.
She's lucky.
But think about it this way. What if they did put Ken's name out there because of him trying to be, you know, good to Jessica, and she still didn't pick up on it? And they voted Ken out tonight.
What?
Like, just think about it. That Lucy so legit went home for two votes. So what if those two votes were Ken?
Yeah. Because Lucy very well could have voted for Ken, because Lucy was not happy with Ken.
That's all. Like, you have to be careful.
Yeah, Lucy was not happy with Ken, so it could have been him. But that would have been so stupid for anybody to vote for Ken. Like, they could not win challenges.
I mean, if I was Lucy, I would have put Ken's name down.
I would probably
just pissed. I think it's so early still, because they're down to 16 competitors. I think it's still early. Like, usually a guy like Ken or a player of that stature and, like, level doesn't get knocked off that quickly. When he's a good person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that guy gets knocked off before the end because you don't want to take him with you.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit later. I feel like those guys, they're good for the game in the first few,
weeks. I would love for Ken to win. I mean, he's not going to. I know he won't. No. But, like, I just think that he's a good guy and he's strong.
I love how all of you so confidently said he won't win when I chose him for my pick. You're like, oh, my God, I need that guy.
We just wanted him because we want to look at him.
Oh, my God, I need that guy. I think he will make it very far. But, like, he's such a... It makes me so mad that these strong players that are good at the game, nice people, like, competitive, they can't win because it's the game of Survivor. And
I'm not counting him out yet. I'm not counting you out, Ken.
Yeah, no, I can't say you didn't win.
Yeah,
yet, but
I mean...
I don't know who's going to win, though, but I'm not counting him out.
Right, it's way too early. Can I get, like, a top 10 first, and then I can start saying who I think is going to win this all?
See who's making it to the jurors.
Yeah, for real. We didn't even hit the merge yet.
Right.
I'm still confident with Chris.
He's a good...
Chris is a good pick.
He's in it.
Just the way he continues to handle himself.
Speaking of that, let's just... One person that's definitely not going to win, you can confidently say right now, definitely won't win, is...
Paul and Lucy.
We said what?
Paul? He's gone. Thank you. Nice play.
Paul.
Good. Well played. But Lucy's... David?
I'm going to say
I think
bold.
David could win.
I would give David a percentage.
I think David has the... definite potential.
I don't think he will.
What was the question? Not win.
Wait, what question you confidently don't think will win right now?
Can I finish what I was saying? Yes. I think that David will definitely, he has the potential to definitely make it to the top three, but I don't think he will ever win. I think he's one of those goats that people want to take to the final three with them because they know that he won't win against them.
Somebody not winning right now, because that was your question. I want to make sure that we answer questions.
Someone that's still in the game today that you can confidently, like, cross off the list, like, you would be mind-blown shocked.
CC is not winning this game.
That's true.
The one person I think I can confidently
eliminate.
She's the
only person confidently is not winning.
I'm watching, I can eliminate CC right now. I wonder if anyone in the live chat or in comments would let us know who at this point
they
definitely
say Sunday.
Can get rid
I'm seeing Sunday. I'm seeing Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday still
Taylor,
on the show?
Biggie. I forgot Sunday was on the show.
That's a good, she's killing it.
I feel like David will make it to the final three, though. Can anybody else do that? To the final three, but he's not going to win. People are not going to let him win, but, like, they'll take him because he's a GOAT.
So a lot of people are eliminating Sunday already, huh?
Okay. I just see David as too much of a... He hurts the physicality.
Sunday, CC David.
But Cochran was the same manner, and Cochran won.
Damn.
I agree. I don't. I wouldn't say David is a guy that I think will win, but I can't confidently.
Eric says Anna. Yeah.
So
Mary
who's
says Will, Jay, and Figgy.
CC. Okay.
I think CC
is definitely
not going to.
We're solid on this CC thing.
I think CC is just
there
for the ride.
I would bet someone.
CC's just there for vacation.
I think CC is just along for the ride. And
I want to know who filled out her application. I think that, I just don't think she's here to
legitimately
play.
When she says goodbye, I think it's just going to go like, it was fun. I did my best. I had a great experience. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Like, no tears, no shame.
I think she's going to be amazed that she got however far she got.
I enjoyed my time here on the island.
What made her want to go on Survivor, I'm wondering?
I want to know.
Like, what?
I'm going to go on and watch, like, their interviews because I need to see
Their application videos.
And then watch you.
I'm really hoping the next week or two that we just see a dramatic 180.
Yeah, like, watch CC win the whole thing.
I know.
I'm going to be like,
where is this coming from?
I'm not on the show anymore, CC wins.
Right?
I'm retiring.
I'm hanging it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, want to get to, because we do it every week, we go to Entertainment Weekly and see what Jeff Probst asked.
You go there.
And a couple of good things we talked about last week was the summit. And so we discussed what was the point of the summit, and he said it was because there's so many differences between the two tribes, and they wanted to be able to let the other one see what those differences were in hopes that maybe there would be one partnership that would be struck up.
David was in the too.
Yeah, David and Taylor.
He's like, I'm really proud that David actually saw it as an opportunity.
Yes, David's brain.
To kind of come together. Another thing that was interesting is when last week the millennials asked for the fishing gear as a prize. They're like, hey, can we exchange this? And they asked Jeff, what would you have done? Were you surprised by this? And he said a very interesting thing. He said, personally, had I been a member of the Gen X tribe, I might have made a calculated, quote, one beat too late offer of, I'm okay with it, hoping that they might hear me and think I was a nice person. But back at camp, certainly breathed a sigh of relief that nobody let them do it. And he's like, I really don't even know, you know, what would have happened. I was surprised by it. He said the Gen Xers never would have asked that. Mm-hmm. They would have had too much pride to ask for that in reverse.
Okay, yeah.
And he said it would be interesting to see what they would have asked for. But obviously, nothing ever happened. He answered a couple more questions. I'm tweeting out the link right now. You can find it on my Twitter, at Michael Klaus TV. Go check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael. That's some good insight.
It's very interesting every single week to kind of hear a little bit of the insides.
Yeah, for sure. Well, do we want to get into predictions?
I think so.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
All right. Who's up? Who's up for the kill right now?
I'm doubling down on my prediction from last week.
Doubling down.
I think Cece's going
Where's
home.
The money?
I had millennials winning, but I didn't have Cece.
Let's remember that they said drop your buffs.
I know.
And you still think it's going to be Cece.
Still going with Cece.
Okay, you're still going with her.
My prediction is that our lovely romance that we've been seeing is going to get split up.
Especially because all the previews are like, are they going to get split up? They can't just get split up.
I just want them to be split up.
Yeah.
I think they stay together.
I just think it would be fun.
If it hurts their gameplay at all.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like Figgy's going to be, like, really emotional about it when she shouldn't. And I think Taylor's going to be like, whatever.
Whatever.
Like, and it's going to be funny, for me at least. I'm in for the entertainment.
I see him sticking together. I'm trying to think as far as other predictions. I think it would be hilarious if... Here's the thing. I don't think David would win, but David's the comic relief that I just enjoy watching. Right? So I'm hoping that he finds the next immunity idol.
That would be really funny.
He's got like a 14%. 1 in 7 is about 14%.
Did someone sign immunity idol twice last season?
I believe so.
I can't remember who it was at the moment.
If David does get that immunity idol again, then that move he just made was strong.
If he does, but he...
Obviously, that's a difficult move.
I would go with...
You know what I could see happening?
I would go with it a B still.
Yeah. That's an A plus move if he gets the next
immunity. But he doesn't know that he was going to get that.
I know he doesn't, but looking back, if he gets the next immunity, he just saved Jessica. That's like one vote in my eyes.
I think he still offended some people.
Yeah. Well, he said when he went up there, hey, I know people are going to be mad at me for this.
Every
single person voted for Jessica except for, I mean, three people didn't.
That's
so those five people are going to be pretty pissed at him.
That's the flip side of it.
They're going to be pretty pissed at him.
Definitely going to be interesting to see who winds up with who.
Yeah, I could
see
next tribe, David and Jessica getting split up and then David going home. What do you think about that?
What is this? Sorry,
David and Jessica getting split up, going on different. And then David going home because he doesn't have his little ally. What if Ken and Jessica are on the same team and David's by himself, left to fend for his own, like on his own, and then he gets voted out. He didn't have the immunity idol.
So many hypotheticals. Also, one more prediction. I think that Ken and Michaela are going to be on the same team and they're going to like strike up a partnership.
Ken and Michaela.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's a strong partnership.
It's a strong partnership.
I'm going to start singing.
Ken and Michaela. I can see Ken going up on the top now. I mean, he's on the bottom here, but
I just want to like say how much I'm loving.
I don't see anyone wanting to be on top with how the top has been handled the last 2 weeks.
That's true. I don't know, but I really just want to say thank you to all the people in the live chat: Steve, Sheena, Mary, Brian, Hassan. I hope I said that right. I apologize if I didn't. James, sort of the morning. I'd love to know your real name. They've just been awesome, keeping me up on my toes.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Keep tuning in every week. We love your comments.
What's your prediction?
That is my prediction.
Oh, okay.
That David's gonna be split by himself. Up from Ken and Jess. He's gonna be by himself. He's gonna be scared little puppy, and he's gonna go home.
Paige's predictions are awesome.
That's a good one. But I also said that he could make it to the top three and get voted out because he's a goat. So I mean, I could see David going either way.
Wild card.
Wild card.
Wild card.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Ken and Michaela next week.
Let's do
it. Strong partnership.
Let's see him. All right. Well, as always, guys, thanks so much for joining us this week for Survivor Episode 4. Who's a sucker at the table? Michael, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at MichaelKlausTV, along with the article that I just tweeted out, and Instagram at MichaelKlausTV. And hey, if you're up here in another hour, I'm on Designated Survivor.
What?
All right. If you just want to just hear my spewing of nothingness on Twitter and Instagram, you guys can follow me at DominiquePESQ.
That's not true. She posts some great pictures on Instagram.
True.
And my name is Michael Rippey, and you can find me on social media at Mike Rips, MikeRips.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, all social media, at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.